Dis 11:27, ek kuier lekker saam met jou hier by KSC at Work. Ons is in die laaste half uur saam en ek het vanoggend in die ateljee saam met my Dr. Anzilia Hof. And Dr. Hof is currently in a private practice as an educational psychologist at Seal Island Medical Center in Eysterfontein, where she facilitates the healing, growth, and resilience of her clients. She is highly skilled in assessment, psychological counseling, and therapy for parents, adolescents, and children. She enjoys presenting workshops and trainings to the learners, the parents, school staff, and to the fellow colleagues. Now, Dr. Hof believes that we are all unique individuals with special skills and talents. She chooses the best therapeutic approach best suited to each child, adolescent, individual, or family. Dr. Anzilia Hof lectured at the University of Johannesburg and at the State University of Odessa in Ukraine. She also has experience in teaching pre-primary and primary school children both abroad and in South Africa. She worked for the Gauteng Department of Education as a psychologist. She's looking forward assisting and supporting local communities. Great honor to have her in studio this morning. Welcome, Dr. Hof. How are you doing?
Good morning, Michelle. I'm doing very well, even if it's such a rainy day outside. But it's such a beautiful, warm atmosphere here. So, yeah, let's enjoy our morning. Thank you, first of all.
Now, today, self-care and well-being is going to be our topic. Today, everybody talks about self-care, well-being and mental health. What is the meaning of self-care?
So, yeah, Michelle. Now, August, as all of us will know, it's a women's month. So, maybe let's talk about how to enjoy being a woman and stay well and take care of ourselves. But of course, all what we're going to talk about today can be applied to anybody and everybody. So when we talk about self-care, it means that we need to do things that will help us live our lives better and improve both our physical, mental, and emotional health. And when we talk about self-care, most of us, we are not just women who are at home looking after children. Most of us, we also have, we are professionals. And that is why it's so important to think about personal self-care and as well as a professional self-care.
Now, people always talk about wellness. May you elaborate?
Yes, when we talk about wellness, one will always think about, as long as I'm healthy, then I'm well. But it is much broader concept and it is very important to understand and take care of it. Yes, when we talk about physical, first of all, we will talk about being healthy, having a healthy sleep, exercising, eating well, moving, enjoying music. So physical, it's more about health. Then, of course, everybody will think, yes, but I also need to be emotionally well, which is very important. And that is where we hear a lot about mental health. But when you hear mental health, I think some people take it like, am I mentally not okay? Mm. And it's not about mentally not being okay. It's more about being emotionally happy, being in a happy space and experiencing very positive emotions. And it's very important to self-reflect and ask yourself a fair questions and look for the answers which are right, especially for you. Then occupational. If we think about being professional person, unfortunately not each and every person wakes early in the morning, opens eyes and looking forward to go to work. Most of us, unfortunately, we go because we need to go and the job pays our bills. So it's really important to be at the right space, at the right place, with the right people, have a very good, healthy relationship with your boss, with your colleagues, so that you enjoy each and every day when you're looking forward going to work. And I can say that I'm so proud. Whatever I've done in my life, it was bringing me joy. I was really looking forward every time. And then social. One cannot underestimate this one. We are social creatures. Mm. We need to interact. with our families, with colleagues, with friends. And it's so sad when, you know, you look at our younger generation, they're really losing it. They're sitting on their gadgets and it's not 100% right. And the same goes about adults, because we, first of all, set the example. So what is the use? You get together with your friends, we greet each other, and then everybody's on their phones. We really need to communicate. Then intellectual. The moment you stop learning, you become very boring and actually nothing exciting. And the irony or the truth of the life, the more you know, the more you realize how little you actually know.
Yeah.
So please, never ever stop learning something new and looking for something new, and of course, being excited. And spiritual. Talking about spiritual, it's not necessarily talking about being a religious person. I see it as having, first of all, your values and moral in place. And it can be any religion, any belief. As long you've got something that you say, this is what my beliefs are and they help me through my life. So yeah, if we talk about well-being, physical, emotional, spiritual, social, occupational, and then of course intellectual. So I will say six aspects of our well-being, so none of them should be neglected.
Now, most of our having very busy lives, what are the consequences of not taking care of oneself?
Look, of course, on a physical level, first of all, you will get your headaches, sleepless nights, stomach pain, upset stomach, not feeling well, and of course, your emotions. And I'm not even going to go about stressful situation, burnout, nervous breakdown, mental institution. So this is the consequences if you do not take care of yourself.
In order to understand one's needs, where do we start?
Okay, Michelle, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
When last time you've done something for yourself that you enjoyed and made you feel good? Because remember, well-being, it's about feeling good.
Okay, it was Friday. Okay, I went to the hair salon to do my hair, but yeah, it was after 6 months because I did a MC function Friday evening.
Okay.
And but otherwise, I actually neglect myself because I have a little girl who's 11 years old, yes. And I will look at her first, see that she has clothing,
yes.
And she's sorted out for school, and I'll stand back in the row. So yeah, but it was yeah. Friday was now the shortest while back that I did something for myself.
Well done, first of all. And then, Michelle, when we fly, what do they say to us? First, you put mask on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And your cup should be full. Yes, it's very important to be a good mom and taking care of your children. But remember, you need to be well. It's actually your responsibility. It's not privilege or luxury. And you know, it's so funny. I love addressing parents and staff and schools. And I will tell them, you know what? We live in a land of wine. So if only half of glass, I'm not promoting
drinking no.
makes you feel good. Because, you know, in all fairness, you don't really need to have a lot of money to make yourself feel good.
Mm.
And funny enough, then I will get a bottle of wine at the end. I'm like, did I really pass the message so strongly?
Yeah.
I can have only maybe one glass of
yes,
wine.
Yes, everybody's at the same, yeah.
And you see, it's not right or wrong, but obviously whatever you do, it shouldn't be harmful
yes.
to you or people around you. But, you know, like, look at this beautiful nature we have.
Mm.
Just looking at the nature, walking on bare feet on a beach, it will make you feel better immediately. But you need to be honest, self-reflection, asking questions, like you said to me, yes, 6 months ago, but I felt better.
Yeah.
And it's small things that really can bring a lot of joy and make us feel much better. But ask yourself, what are the things that make me feel better?
Mm.
It's no use to compare yourself to somebody else and say, you know what, my friend, she's got one carat diamond ring. Do I really need that one carat?
Mm.
That's what makes her happy, but it's not necessarily what will make you happy. Like you said, I've got a very special mother-daughter relationship. going out and having ice cream at Wimpy.
Yeah.
It'll make me feel better. Just, yes. We really need, yes, it's very nice to go to spa salon or on a fancy holiday, but it's not always possible.
Mm.
That is why, sit, ask yourself, be honest, reflect, what can make you happy? And of course, people that make you happy.
Yeah. And especially nowadays where everybody's got such a busy life. The mothers have to work, the dad have to work.
Yes.
And the school activities.
Yes.
I remember when I was at school in the afternoon, you've got still a lot of time to do your homework. But now some evenings get home 7 o'clock
yes.
after all the activities.
Yes.
And then it's eat, bath, and straight to bed for the next day.
And I
hear what you say. I'll make time just to...
Yes. And you know, it's so important. And I think maybe let's talk about this next time.
Yes.
How to be a good mom.
Yeah.
And feel good about being mom. Because you know what is the most important? Children don't need so much our presence like our present. The time
yes.
is something that you cannot buy, and the quality time that you spend with your child, it's so beneficiary for the both parties.
So, share a few practical tips on our topic today.
Yes. Like I mentioned, some of the nice things can cost a lot of money, but some, let's go back to basics. What do we eat? We need to eat healthy. And, you know, when you look at your plate, it should bring you joy. So, colorful food, nice colors, healthy food. Then we underestimate the power of water. Like 85% of our brain tissue is water.
Mm.
If you don't take enough water, you will feel tired because no oxygen supply, no energy supply to your cells. Make sure you drink water. Like I always say, you know, if you look at the parliament, everybody has a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Because to keep you awake and to help you
yes.
through the day. So water intake, healthy eating. And look, it's okay not to be okay. But it's not okay if you don't do something about it.
Mm.
If you really try and you really go, you know, you implement all this, clever tips, and you still don't get, because some of us we cannot manage, and some of us will go through big things that can really knock you big time. Then it's okay to see a professional, and we must really take away the stigma. If you see a psychologist, it's something terribly wrong.
No,
you see before it's something
yes,
terribly
yes.
wrong. And yeah, I hope that our talk will give some tips to our not just ladies and women, but everybody who listens to us, to stay well and to take self-care to avoid serious consequences.
Yeah, and if you listen now, give ideas what you like Dr. Hoff to come and do as a topic. She's got a few topics lined up, but if there's something specific you also wanted to talk about, you are welcome to share that. Where can the people get hold of you or contact you?
Yes, Michelle. So as you mentioned, I've got my private practice in Azefontein at Seal Island Medical Center. And my contact number 078-457-9245. And on the Seal Medical Island Center, also all my details are there.
Dr. Anzang Hoff, it was a privilege to have you in studio today, and we're looking forward to what you bring next time as a subject to talk about. There is so much to talk about.
Yes.
So thank you for your time and driving from Eisterfontein. It has been an honor to talk to you today. And there will be a podcast available on our website. So if you couldn't listen to the full interview, go and look on Casey's website, and the podcast will be there to listen to. You must have a great day.
Thank you, Michelle. And it was absolute my honor and privilege being with you. And your wonderful, warm smile makes this day absolutely fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As advertensiebreek en dan net daarna Saartjie met River Blues. Dit is 11:41. Dit is amper tyd vir my om te groet. Maar nog so 'n paar minute om saam te kuier. Onthou daai kompetisie, hy sluit as ek klaar is hier met die program en die wenner word dan môre aangekondig.
The City's favorite KC 107.7.